Okay, Lisa, we're up today to the post-mother-in-law problems. On that kofal, umedalat haaretz, hishir nivuzradan rav tabachim. We've just been speaking about the mashka, the farsimona, and various things that are flammable things to use for that cannot be used. Ish keep the mashka, the farsimona. Agav, that we're bringing in that there was a special gezera from the Nebuzradan to make sure that the land would continue to function for things that were necessary. What were those? Kormim and Yogvim. Yogvim is Lashon Yekev. So what's the Pshat Yog gave? What was so important about that? Omer, Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Melakte Afar Simon, Mien Gedi Ve'ad Ramta. There was a particular Afar Simon that grew. Actually, it's not known particularly what this is, interestingly enough. From Ein Gedi, that was internationally known, and they didn't want to be mafsik the production of it. They weren't being kind to the Jews and leaving behind the Dalat Haaretz or Kormim and Yogvim, but they wanted to have the Afar Simon. So that's the Kerem in the sense of every orchard is actually called the Kerem. The Kerem is really a lashon of bringing in the Kerem, the one who brings in the various crops. In the broadest sense, Kerem Stam could include anything. So here we're translating as the Afar Simon, which was very famous in that area. The Yogavim, which is a lashon of the same word that you would use for the winery, certainly the wine, I mean they had plenty of their own wine. But what was necessary was the Tzayadechi Lazon, the production of Tchelet and Eretz Yisrael that went all over the world, as we learned in the Brochas, at Kulam Tzrichim HaYadei Tchelet. So here too the Muzradan had to leave over the people from Sulamot Shotsur, from Rosh HaNikra area, essentially Ad Hefa, that there was that entire area was filled. The people's profession was finding chilas not, and making the trelet. So he couldn't afford, if the royalty wore those kind of clothing, he certainly couldn't afford to destroy the trelas made. Konrav, getting back now to our sugya of the din of Shemen Sreifa. In Madlikin B'tevel Tamei B'chol. This is a very interesting halacha. We've learned the din of not lighting Truma Tamei B'Shabbos because of the Gezeirah of Yantiv and so on. But this is rather striking. Once we're on the topic, you can't use Tevel, that's Tamei, to burn. Even B'chol. They insert a Gloma B'Shabbos. Forget about problems of Shabbos. But even B'chol, you can't light Tevel. And even during the week, you cannot use highly flammable kerosene. So we find kerosene, neft lavan. For sure on Shabbos. Now, neft lavan, I understand. I mean, that's already dangerous, basically. Chazal are telling us, you're not to endanger your lives by using highly flammable liquids to light a lamp in your home. That's all you need. A kid bumps into the light, burns down the house. So that I understand. And that's Rebbe Shu'af. Tevel Tameh, what would be the reason not to light Tevel Tameh? You have Shemen, you didn't take off Trubas and Isis yet. So you have Shemen, Tevel's not Aser Ba'ana. Tevel's not Aser Ba'ana. So why? Half means it's fine. Flies, yeah. We had it before the first line of the page. Cherub Shabbos. Avo Tevel Tameh, my time. Omar Krav, Ani, Hine, Natati, Lechat, Mishmeret, Terumotai. So before we spoke about this pasuk, that there's a remez here to two trumot. B'shtei trumot ha-katuv mendaber. Achat trumat Torah, v'achat trumat Tameah. We use this as a raya that it's l'cha. You can be nene from trumat Tameah. But meanwhile, it's fascinating because the Torah is comparing trumat Tameah to trumat Tameah. So just like you should know, when do you have rishus to the truma? The Kohen gets his rishus to use the truma. Can you give tevel to the Kohen and say to the Kohen, look, anyway, you'd get the truma, so you might as well enjoy the tevel. Of course not. Siamese, take off the truma. So just like truma Torah, in lechabat, you have no rights to it. Ela misha'at haramada ela. You can only use it after you've taken out the truma from the tevel. So too, by tevel tamei, it boils down to, it contains, so to speak, truma tamei. So in lechabat, ela misha'at haramada ela. You want to burn your truma, very good. Take off the truma and then burn it, but it's not yours to use until it's been removed from the tevel. Gufa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, Ein madlikin b'tzori. We spoke before about the question of utilizing tzori, and that got us onto the whole story of the mother-in-law. Furthermore, we have a similar halacha that we find that others say. V'chein hay Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, assuming, and that's what this is based on, as we'll see, assuming that hadlaka should be from peros, ben sori in el asraf miatzeiktav. So the same way that you don't use the eitz itself as a fuel, you can't use the sraf. We'll see later on the shita that you could only use peres, not eitzim, in any level. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, kol hayotzei min ha'eitz ein madlikin bo. You can't use any kind of derivative from eitzim at all, which would preclude. No, anything that's yotzei min ha'eitz, which would include the sack.
But that's the peres.
Yeah, it's not called yotzei min ha'eitz. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you meant. Yes, the eitz part of the tree. Rabbi Yishmael ben Brok Omer, it's worse than that. It's not only when it comes to things that grow on trees you can only use the fruit. The chalal, you cannot light candles unless the fuel grew in a fruit, which precludes using animal fats or the fish or the fish fats, the kerosene. Anything that hasn't grown on a tree is not suitable for adlakas neiros. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, forget about it. You're only allowed to use shemen zayit. And here is where Rabbi Yochanan and Ben-Nuri stood up and protested. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglavi Omar. So according to you, tell me, Maya Suran Shay Babel Shaman Allah Shaman Sumsani. What do you do in a culture? You have a big chumrah over here. Only light your candles on Shabbos with Shaman Zayat. It's a lovely chumrah. I'm sure in your home you can do that. And what is a whole society of Jews that live in Babel supposed to do who don't have Shaman Zayat? So in other words, you're telling them they shouldn't bother lighting Shabbos candles. Because when it's improper to light with any, that's ridiculous. Ma'yasu anshei Madai, shein lahem ela shemen edozim. Ma'yasu anshei Alexandria, shein lahem ela shemen tzinonot. Forget about Kapotki. Kapotki don't anything. Lokach, all they have is neft. So what are you saying? None of these people should light candles. Ela in lecha, ela ma'asham rochachamim in madlikim. The only things that are out of the running are the things mentioned beferish in the first Mishnah because of problems of proper burning in the chashash. So Zephet, fine, I understand. But anything else that works, there's no chashash on, it's perfectly good. Furthermore,
this is, clearly they had Shem and Zayat. It was just expensive.
Seems like
hard to get.
Normal guy has Shem and Zayat. Seemingly expensive. In Bubba, they don't grow Zayat locally.
There were lots of export from American soil.
That's true. It could be maybe Alexandria at the time. I mean, Alexandria had its good periods and its tough periods, and Alexandria had the time.
Is that an issue?
Sure, it's an issue. If I'm not going to use it, I'm not going to use it. And at the end, you know, it's a chumrah not even a day cooler. Bottom line is, you're making it impossible for people to have it. This is not the common oil. It certainly doesn't mean it's not available. You can even use fish oil, ubiitron, and you can use the psalat of the zephyr, the pitch. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Madlikim b'shemen pekuot u'beneft. You can use also the gourds that have the oil, and you can use kerosene. Sumchas Omer, kol hayotzei min habasar en madlikim bo. Normally, you can't light on anything that comes from basar, which of course is the fats that we were talking about in the Mishnah. The only one that's okay is shemen dagim. We said that before. What do you mean? Sumchas hayno tanakama. What's the difference between what Sumchas Beit said and what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said? You know, they're not changing anything. He spoke about Shem and Dagim, so what's Sumchas adding? Ikebenayat of Bruno Merav, from the Messiah. The question over here is whether this is going dach kalib of the Bruno Merav. Remember, Bruno Merav is the one who said that if you add real oil, olive oil, so you change the surface tension, then you can use these things. Without adding it, you can't use these things. I mean, there, because Bruno Merav was talking about adding to things that you're not allowed to use. So the question, at least the way Rashi learns it, is whether it's davka with the use, in other words, the machlokas here between Sumchas or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is one holds that you can use the shemen dagim as it is. The other one is saying you can use the shemen dagim with ta'arobas shemen, but you wouldn't be able to do that, Rabbi Bruno Merav's trick of adding shemen zayit to real chalet. So it's a whole new take. There's now different levels. Certain types of shmonim, there's a man, the armor halls won't help to have Rabbi Merav. You can't mix it with Shem and Zayit. Others you can mix. Velo Misayne, it's not clear which one is which. In other words, we don't know whether the Sumchas is being more machmer and says you need Dafka Shemin to mix with it, or if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is more chomer. That isn't clear. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Kol ha-yotzei min ha-itz. Ingo mishum shalosh al shalosh. Furthermore, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, anything which is a byproduct of a plant has no din of tumah on the size of 3x3. Now we'll see whether it has a din of tumah bechlal as a bedin. But there's two shiurim on the gadim. There's a shiur of etzbaot, which is lashon nikeva, and therefore we refer to a shalosh al shalosh. And there's a shiur of tfachim, which is lashon zachar, and therefore we have shalosh al shalosh. So it's easy to be mechalak each time without mentioning etzbaot. An etzba is about 2 to 2.5 centimeters, according to the various shitas, which means the tefach would be up to 10 centimeters, some hold only 8 centimeters, because it's 4 etzbaot. What are these two shiurim? Basically, almost everybody is agreed that these shiurim are drabonah. They're not, there are some macronim who want to say that it's one of the halachah of Shem Yisina. It's muskam kimat by all, that these are simply logical shiurim. The question is, what is the size of a piece of material that is considered to be ra'ui l'shimur and wouldn't just be thrown out? Any beged is a din of a kli, normally. Here the question is, what happens if it's just a small piece? The same thing is true if you actually make a beged, and it's very small. Of course it's makabel tumah. There's no minimum shear to a kli, and there's no minimum shear to a beged. The question over here is, you haven't formed a beged, or the beged was torn. So now the shayla, by the other case would be, I have in mind to make a larger beged. And just like any other kli, till I finish what I'm working on, it's not makabel tumah. I don't care how big it is. That's like anything else. So the kli is only yare b'machshava. My machshava is this is when it should be ready. That's when it's ready. Here the question is, I have pieces now. Have they lost their din of beged? For poor people, I will not throw out, as a poor man, something that shalash al shalash. An usher will throw out something that shalash al shalash. He's not interested in sitting there patching things up and using little tiny patches. Something that could be used as a potholder and has some immediate tashmish. Fine. I understand. I'll keep. So the question is, there's some in Yonim, we'll see later on, in which shalash al shalash is the shear, but when it comes, for instance, for tumas midras, it has to be right for sitting on. Certainly, shalash al shalash etzbos is too tiny to be worth anything to sit on. But shalash al shalash etzvachim would already be makabel tumas midras. So now the shaila is, things that come from wood byproducts, or that grow from the ground, don't have a din of tumah of shalash al shalash. We'll see this in Machlokas in the Gemara, whether that means they don't have a din of tumah. The way we refer to the tumah is shalash al shalash. Or, they do have a din of tumah, but not this shear of shalash al shalash. Chutzmi pishtan. Now the pishtan, of course, is the araisa. The Torah talks about pishtan as being makabel tumah when it comes to tumat negayim. So we have no question. The Torah views pishtan as being a fundamental beged. Therefore, misachachimba, you could use for your schach anything which is a makabel tumah. So anything besides pishtan, which wouldn't be makabel tumah, shalash al shalash, would be okay to use for your sechos. Because they're not makabel tumah. Here, of course, it's dependent on how we learn. If we'll see that in the Machlokas and the Gemara, but assuming that we're saying it could be makabel tumah, and now the shaila is that it's shalash al shalash, so Tosfos has a lot of kashas in this, because, I mean, here the mashmaut would be, let's say if it's not shalash al shalash, so then pishtan can't be makabel tumah either. So, I mean, according to that, you could use something even though it's fundamentally makabel tumah.
As long as it's less than three,
right? And yet, Gemara and Sukkot says, the fair is not like that. If you were Mesachek, you're Sukkot. The little pieces, less than 3x3 of pishtan, the Sukkot is possible. So, is it the Gemara over here says, it's because of the size. So he wants to explain it over there. It's talking about it was originally part of a beged that was shy of the kabel tumah. At that point, it becomes nitzel for schach, and it doesn't now become roy for sikuk. Something that never was a beged, and you're now in the process of making it. So then, shalash al shalish would possibly shalash al shalish would be kosher. That's his teretz. He asks a lot of kashas on that teretz, and has a lot of discussion. But first, let's take a look at the Gemara. Omer Rabbi. I believe that this mimer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that there's no din of tumah on anything, any vegetable material, except pishta, at a size of 3x3, is the equivalent of the Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. Amru davar echad. To me, they're basically saying the same exact thing. Because, what am I referring to? Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, the Amar, what we just talked about. The Tana Devei Rav Yishmael, what's the reference to the Tani? Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. Very often the Torah refers to beged. In the sugya of someone who dies, it talks about yitameh begadav. To my sheretz, it talks about yitameh begadav. all of the dinim of tumah. Tzitzis, it talks about brigadat makatzevik dehem. Doesn't define it. It just says clothing, whatever it's made out of. And yet there's one place the Torah is very careful to define it, and that's Nigoyim. There's one place where the Torah says now, where we have, by Shatnez, right, but the place where it says Beged is together with Nigoyim itself. So it's Pireit v'chakatuv be'echad nem. There's one place by Nigoyim where it says Beferish, then a Beged, and there it says, Be'beged tzemer v'beged pishtim. So Mbala alam tzemer pishtim. I've got tzemer pishtim. If that's the case, then tzemer pishtim is the definition of Beged all over. Everything else, cotton, canvas, those aren't begadim. So in other words, according to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel is clearly saying they're not begadim, which means they won't be mekabel tumah, even if they are shalash or shalash. They're not what the Torah defines as beged when it talks about tumah bechlal. Well, the other things are listed beferish. As or is listed beferish. Semer is listed beferish. The Yotze Minayis, the only example we have is Pishtim. It stresses without the Pishtim. There's nothing to do about it. So therefore, according to me, according to what Abaye is saying, what Rav Shimon ben Elazar meant when he said Shalash or Shalash is not Megabal Tumah, is that it's Bechlal no Tumah. These things are not called Begadim. So that means Beged Tzemer Pishtim or Bust. Rav says, well, I don't understand how you reach that conclusion. All Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Rich, was 3x3. He didn't say anything else. You claim the reason he says 3x3 is because he's saying there's no tumas begotten. So why would he say it like that? Why wouldn't he say, in a metamic tumas begotten? So if he's saying 3x3, there's a tremendous difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. The difference being, shlosha shlosha b'sha'ar begadim ikabinayu. What would be the din on a non-pishtan beged, a cotton beged, that is now 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim? Not 3 etzpot by 3 etzpot. The Tanavari of Yishmael excluded the material from the concept of baggage. According to him, what's the difference? How big it is. That's not the issue. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar, all he said was that there's no din of shalosh al shalosh. So there's the difference. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that there's no din of shalosh al shalosh, but there certainly is a din of shalosh al shalosh. That's already ro'ui le'ashirim as well. Later on, we're going to discuss, and how does he know that the Tanavari, why isn't Rav Yishmael right? How does he know that the Torah allows these things to be Kabbal Tumah? And we're going to search for his source. But it's only, the way he presented it, it's clearly was only a function of the size that was the problem. When it comes to Rabbi Yishmael, Leslie Klau, but he doesn't know that there's any Tumah at all. Okay, but fine. But everybody's agreed, in other words, Tzemer Pishtim is certainly Tumah. Is that right? So there's the Kuli Alamiyad, Shalosh HaShalosh, but Tzemer Pishtim, Mitzami Vinegar. Now you're saying that's a given. How do we know that that's a given? I mean, is it a beged? A beged? Something that you wear, a little patch. Why is that called a beged? Where did they get the idea that a piece of material is called a beged? Titan, beged. Why, when the Torah says over here the word beged, I might think that means literally a beged, something that's complete, like any other kli, usable kli, something you'd wear. And the other beged? So when the Torah is talking about, by nega, that the beged becomes tummy, what becomes tummy? An entire beged? Shalosh al shalosh binayin. How do we know that a piece of 3 etzba'ot will be makabel tumah? Talmud lomar. Therefore, stresses the pasuk v'ha beged kibo negatzar. V'ha beged. It's unnecessary to say. So v'ha beged is coming to be marve. Even the din of shalosh etzba'ot al shalosh etzba'ot, which of course is a leap. That's not justifiable. Maybe it's shalosh shloshat vachim. Al shloshat vachim. As the Gemara, who's to say that it means 3 etzba'ot? Ve'im al rabot shloshat vachim al shloshat vachim. How could it be that? I mean, it's a kavachomer, isn't it? If shesi le'erev, the Torah says beferish, that if you have a spool of thread, and there's a nega in the spool of thread itself, which is used, but shesi le'erev, what are the thick threads, which are used for the war?
Oh, not in the loom?
What do you mean?
Doesn't have to be in the loom?
No. Thread, the thread itself. It's made, the difference between Shesi and Erev is in the thickness of the thread, not necessarily where it's positioned in the loom. So even Shesiva Erev is Batami. So what do I need a puzzle to tell me a piece of material 3x3 tvachim? I mean, obviously if a spool is Batami.
How do we know a spool is?
It says Beferi is not puzzle. Bashesio Be'erev. And it says it separately for Beged, but Beged, oh Bashesio Be'erev. So why do I need a riot to tell me 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim? I understand, so you could say exactly the same job. Say the same logic 3 etzpot by 3 etzpot. What are you saying? You see the hair? It's just a thread. So kochikin, a piece of material that's woven out of the thread. No. So then by that same token, I don't need a raya to bring me for shalosh hashalosh. Why did you need a pusik? Vehabeget. So then yehaki shalosh hashalosh nami leitebe kavakoma. Why can't I bring that from a kavakoma too? No, there's a big difference. Because shalosha shalosha, because of bein la ashirim, bein la aniyim, ati be kavakoma. Look, the bottom line is that a raw material, by definition, suitable for anybody. Doesn't matter how rich you are, you got to start somewhere. So you're going to need a spool of thread somewhere. That's going to become your beged. The question is, once now it's a patch. So it's not going to be suitable for an usher. He's not interested in it. So therefore, if you're talking about shlosha tefachim on shlosha tefachim, which is a reasonable size to be used even by ashirim, so then obviously it's a kavachomer. If the thread even, which is, hasn't been woven, which was roy for the usher, is metame ben negayim, so kosher kein a beged large enough to use that's woven out of those threads are for sure going to be metame. But when it comes to sholosh or sholosh, it wouldn't be that the Torah added the word vehabeged. I would say, what's the kavachomer? Shesivayev is roy lashirin, and this piece of patch is not roy lashirin. Therefore, comes along the Torah to tell me, taima de kat vekra. The only reason that I can be certain that it's metame benegayim is because the Torah says so. A lo kat vekra, lo ganina be kavachomer. I wouldn't have been able to learn it out from a kavachomer.
From meaning vehabeged.
Without that vehabeged, there'd be nothing I could do.
So it turned out like when it was a shesiyah that had a capacity, and then it turned into a patch, it lost it.
Because now it's not ruined.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so it's only because we have the pasuk. Well, I mean, you could have said that ema l'rabbi shloishal shloisha b'shar ben ganim. I mean, is that so clear, this logic, to make that distinction? The Torah uses, Torah's talking about begotten. The Torah uses now an extra word to expand on the concept of begotten. You have an idea in your mind that the expansion is in the direction of non-usable for ashirim begotten. And this is a different way of looking at it. You could say that the expansion is in the direction of other materials, but not... not
special.
In other words, once you're talking about the Kal Vachomer, giving you the basis of what you need to know by Negoyim, and you have an extra pasuk, expand it in the direction of Shleisha, Shleisha, Bishar Begadim. It makes sense. I'm talking about Begad. I'm trying to give you a definition of Begad. I never gave you the definition anywhere else. You logically, you know that there's a difference between something usable for Ashirim and something not usable for Ashirim. So therefore, the first thing you should use the Kal Vachomer for, the extra pasuk for, is to tell me things that violate that. Maybe the thing to use the extra pasuk for is to say, even though the example of nega, in which the thing becomes the source of tumor, rather than being makabel tumor, remember, the goyim is a very special case. The goyim is not talking about only, Richie, not only makabel tumor, it becomes the source of tumor, because it itself is a nega. So you want to tell me that a nega in a different material is not called a nega? Fine, I can accept that. But at the same time, you want to make it clear that, of course, I don't mean that another material is not called a beged. So I throw in the word v'habeged to say, look, v'habeged, as far as Kabbalah Tumah is concerned, could be anything. Could be cotton, too. The beged, in terms of making itself tomei as a nega, fine, that may be limited. So v'habeged maybe should be marbe, the din of other begodim, of a full size, meaning a size, really, for ashirim. So how do you know it doesn't come to tell me that? No, it can't mean that. Because Omar Kra, Beged, Semer Uvishtim, the Torah constantly repeats. This is a klal prat of klal, actually, with Darshana. So in the prat, it mentions the din of a Beged Semer and Beged Pishtim. And there it's Mamash a klal of prat. If that's the case, it means Beged Semer Uvishtim, Mikakrin Lo. Oh, okay, fine, let's say that. I'll accept that. You're right. It says that. But maybe the miut of Temru Pishtin is dafka mishalosh al shalosh. Avo shlosha al shlosha mitaru. Maybe ideas like this. The truth is, there's a ribui for shlosha al shlosha. When it came to the beged, to nega specifically, enochinami. A nega can actually be mitame even shalosh al shalosh. It's the same as just the spool of thread. But the miut itself is to tell me, and don't think that another beged would be metame in the sugya of negoyim. That not. But when it comes to shloisha al shloisha, where I didn't have the special need to be marva tuma snegayim. So maybe enochinami, there would be a din still of kabbalas tuma as long as it's shleisha shleisha. Possibly. Other begadim. So other begadim shleisha shleisha would be mitami. No, it'd be a nice idea, but there's two times it says the same thing. Trei meyut eksivi. Actually, the Torah mentions twice beged semer, but beged semer, but beged bishtim. And it also says, zois teras negat saras, but beged semer bishtim again, which tells me now, one, to be memayet mishalash al shalash, even in this din, bechadim uvetim mishalash al shalashah, for all dinim of begadim. Now this only works out, of course, according to Abayim. And as he's saying that it's the same halacha, nobody holds that there's a tumah on begadim, and shalosh al shalosh is just a reference to the din of tumah. Mm-hmm. But according to Rava, Rava says shalosh al shalosh v'shar begadim ikevinai. Rava said no, it's big dam kamina. Reb Shimon ben Elazar specifically mentioned shalosh al shalosh. It would be three tvachim itlay. He would hold that indeed there is tumah on cotton, let's say. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael has the remed, not the remed, the limud from the Klal of Prat of Negoyim Letlay. How does Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rav, know Shlosha al Shlosha b'sha'ar begadim minale? Where did he get the idea that there's such a thing as a beged made out of cotton? Oh, that he learns not from the Sugya of Negoyim. You're right, the Sugya of Negoyim is limited. He learns it out from the Sugya of Shrotzim, whereby Tuma Sheretz, the Torah says, O beged. What's this O beged? Kol kliyeis O beged. The O is always a reboot. So O beged comes to be marva. Ein liela beged. Tanya, beged. Why not just say beged? Kol asher yifolo av miyam matam yitma. Kol kliyeis beged or osak. And then you have the O at the end, which is, tells you that all of these is either or. Why, therefore, do I have the word O? Because I would have thought, in liela beged, shlosha al shlosha, we have our beged, bishar begadim, if it's not a real beged, just shlosha al shlosha. How do I know bishar begadim? It comes several pishtim. I know how I know. I'm not from the goyim. But shlosha al shlosha, which is not a real beged, bishar begadim, of other materials. The use of the word beged is confusing here. Bishar begadim means of other materials. The beged means a full garment. One is talking about the garment. One is about the material of the garment. How do I know it? Talmud Lamar, O beged. Which means that according to Abaye, who holds there's no such drasha, then the O beged has to be understood as being used for something else. So according to Abaye, how does he know what's this O beged coming for if it's not to be marve, cotton begadim? So hi, O beged, my Avile. No, he says, how do you know? You know Tzemru Pishtim by Negoyim. How do you know that Tzemru Pishtim would be Matami Besheretz if they're not a whole beged? They're only Shalash al Shalash. And you only have one Rebuy. How do you know that shalosh shalosh which is pachas than shalosh shalosh? By semru pishtim that's b'tami b'shrotzim. You only know that it's b'tami b'negayim. So therefore, I need an extra ribui to tell me that even b'shrotzim it's tame. Rava says, why do I need another raya? Goli rachmona gavi negayim more than shrotzim. Well, I don't get it. What's the difference? If I know we add the extra pasuk of v'ha beged. So why isn't that beged telling me that there's a din of tumah on a beged of tzemer upishtin, of a small size of three etzpa'ot by three etzpa'ot? If it can be metame tumah segayim, why should it not be metame tumah shrotzim? Therefore, the o beged is not coming to tell me tumah shrotzim of tzemer upishtin. The o beged must be coming to tell me that there's a din of tumah shrotzim on big day cotton or big day canvas or anything else that yotze min ha'etz. And Abaya says it's not true. If you would try to derive it from the goyim, I would be able to tell you that Ikala Mifra, Malin Negoyim, she can't Shtiva Erev Mitameven. Obviously Negoyim. Negoyim, we know that even a spool of thread is Batan. And that doesn't prove anything because the Tuma is coming out of it. It's something Makabal Tuma. So that's the reason that if you have a beggar which is Tume with Negoyim, it's Mitame Yivet Sholosh Al Sholosh. Well, how is that going to tell you anything about the dinner Shrotzim? Where you have to get the tumor from outside. It doesn't come from you. So maybe in order to be mekabel the tumor from the outside, you have to be at least similar to a beged in the sense that it's suitable for ashirim as well. Just like a full beged would be. No, it's not the time of mishrotzim. Says Rava, well, if that's the case, if you really believe that negayim is more chomer, so then why would the Torah decide to use negayim as the mucker? shouldn't you tell me the dinim by shratzim, and then let me learn out negayim from shratzim? And say, if such a size could be mekabel tumah v'sheretz, it's certainly going to be mekabel tumah as a nega. Why would I go to negev, according to you? And now we're going to use negev as a model. Does that make sense? Use negev as a model. You also agreed we use it as a model. The Torah says beged all over the place, never defines what it means by beged, chooses the most unlikely place. How about it? That makes sense. Most unlikely place to be a model. Because you're trying to teach me what a beged is, so you've adopted, choose the place where a baya can hang up here, and claim that negev actually is not a very good model. So how come it is a model? Minor problem. So explain to me. You should have made sheretz the model? So how would the Torah take a model that's not meant to serve as the model? Says Abaya, because Shrotzim would be a ridiculous model too. Negoyim Shrotzim lohasu. Tikal nivru mala Shrotzim became a tami bekadash. You see, Negoyim requires a kigris, which is larger than a dash. You fix six adashim. So if I would have said it by sheretz, I would never know the dinner by nega. Because I would say that tuma shrotzim is a much more chomer tuma. Tuma shrotzim, give me metame with the smallest size of a sheretz. The smallest size of a sheretz, we learn out at the beginning of a snail, its smallest size is the shear of this tiny adasha. And that's enough. So if that's the Torah called that a sheretz, it means that any sheretz be metame with the shear of the smallest sheretz. How can I learn out negoyim from there? Mamela, according to me, it's not a problem. Because I'm taking a model that at least in terms of the shear is not problematic. Then I can certainly derive shrotzim from it. It's not my fault that the model has other elements involved in it. Of course, the other elements being that it's also betami from itself, and that therefore shesiva erev is tomei. But I mean, we need to distinguish between the beged elements of a model and the shesiva erev, which are obviously not the model. I mean, I've never brought anybody a raya, and yet never did you see anyone who believes that shesiva erev should become now a model for kabbalah's tumah of other materials. So therefore, there's two different issues. The Torah discusses beged semer, beged pishti. And the Torah talks about Semer, the Shisi and Erev of Semer Ubishtim. One is a halacha that's unique to Negayim, and one is a definition of the word Beged, wherever the word Beged appears. What's the big deal? So it's used for a model in one element, not in the other element. Oh, we're going to use Sheretz as a model, and then get everybody confused because the Dafka has the most Chomer Shear. Okay, so boils down, therefore, at least it looks like, a Machlok is a Bayav Rav. Of course, tomorrow I'm going to keep it to the edge of your seats, but tomorrow we're going to find out that it's not so simple. And that Ravak doesn't stick with his own opinion. But meanwhile, it looks like we've got a serious machlokas over here, whether other begadim can be mekabel tumah, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or it's not possible to have tumah at all, no matter what the size. To be continued.